Hello. Hi, Peter.
Hi, Michelle, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good, thanks.
That's good. Oh, that's a relief that we can hear you in this other studio. So that's wonderful. We had music ready just in case.
Just in case,
Oh
okay.
gosh, it was a bit of a panic. Okay. I'll just introduce you as saying that you're Peter Carroll from Eastern Palliative Care. And Peter, you've seen some questions that Gabby sent you. So we were going to ask you how COVID affected your day-to-day running of Eastern Palliative Care. Has that made a difference?
Yes. So, some days are good. Today we're okay, touch wood. Yesterday we had three nurses call in sick with COVID. So, three nurses in one day can be difficult. We have to figure out, who's going to see their clients and figure out if they were at work while they were infectious and if there's anybody else here at risk and hand out some rats for people to try. And so it can be chaotic at times. It can be a lot of figuring out and reprioritising the day and contacting staff and clients. And then other days we don't have anyone calling sick and we're okay. And look, I think at the moment it's flu season as well. So we've got a few staff off just with the flu as well. So that kind of adds to the COVID problems.
Peter, it's Gabby.
Hi Gabby, how are you?
Good. I've been running between studios because we couldn't, our phones weren't working in studio one. We're now in studio two, so that's
Okay.
okay. Good. Now, Peter, we've done our that about COVID, and now have you got a mandate to make? I presume you would. Everyone has to be vaccinated.
Yes, of course. So
Yeah, of
everyone's
course.
triple vaxxed.
Yeah.
Yeah, yep.
Okay.
Triple vaxxed, and most of the staff have had their flu vax as well.
Oh, good. Good. Now, you had an afternoon tea for your donors last weekend, or last week. Was that successful?
Oh, it was lovely, Gabby. It's been a long time since we've been able to hold a function here, just due to COVID and not being able to have people in the offices. But yeah, we had 22 donors come. We had a lovely afternoon tea. Our CEO gave a nice talk and said thank you to them all. We had an expo, what we call an expo. So a number of staff came in and had a little table. So we had nursing, family support, volunteer staff, massage therapist, our education staff, our person who looks after equipment, just about one of everybody. And the donors were then able to have their afternoon tea and then wander through the expo and talk to the staff who actually do the work and talk to them about what they do and how they do it. So it was really lovely. They really appreciated it. It was very successful.
Now, just a question without notice. How do donors, or how do you accept donors for the EPC? Do they just come in and say, look, I want to donate a certain amount, or are they permanent donors, or are they just one-off donors,
We had a mix of all of those. So
Okay.
some people donate monthly. They just have a thing in place where
Yes.
they make a monthly donation, which just comes automatically. Some people are one-off donors. Some people have called into our office to make a donation. That's okay. A lot of people have gone online and done it through our website. And some people, when they get our newsletter, which we send out 4 times a year, there's a donation page in that, and they fill that out and post it into us. Some people even take a photo of that and SMS it to me.
Of course.
So there are so many different ways that people can donate, which is wonderful. And yeah, it's great to be able to invite those people in to thank them.
That's good. Now, I believe you had a, you have partnered with Safewill regarding having wills written. Have you had a good response to that?
Yeah, so we've just started the campaign. We've rolled it out to our clients and their families. Obviously, it's quite important to have a will at that stage of your life. If you do
Yes.
have a terminal illness, it's a good idea to have a will, obviously. So that's been fairly popular. And we've now rolled it out to staff, volunteers and donors, anyone really. We're also posting it on social media, on our Facebook. And we've got it on our website. There's a link there which gives everybody a half price deal on it. It's not that expensive anyway. It's 160 normally, and we're doing a half price deal for $80.
My God, that's
Anyone
cheap.
at all
That's
who
cheap.
wants to come through us, yeah, it's so much cheaper than going and seeing an actual solicitor in person.
Oh, that's great. Now, the other question I had, which I've written to you, do you have an opportunity to inform your patients about powers of attorney? Because that must be important if you've got a terminal illness.
Yeah, so that sometimes can be part of your will, but also decisions have to be made prior to your death, obviously. So power of attorney is quite important. It's sometimes part of people's plan that they make before they die. Anyone can make it at any time. Also, safe will, even though their main thing they do is wills, they also have a power of attorney service so that you can go online and have a look at the power of attorney there. And safe will is good because for those people who think this is really cheap and it's really easy and so forth, but if you're elderly or you're unwell and you don't want to go and do an online form, getting on a computer might be a bit daunting for some people.
Yes.
You can also just ring them up and they'll walk you through filling out the form on the phone. That way you don't have to do it yourself on a computer. So there's lots of options with SafeWill, which is really good.
You may not know this, but are SafeWill solicitors or are they they're equipped to be able to answer all the legal questions?
Yep, so the SafeWill wills themselves, the online wills, have been drafted by practising Australian solicitors. They're reviewed and updated regularly to make sure they meet all the legal requirements, and also they review every single will Australian solicitors do to make sure they're filled out correctly, and then once they're signed and everything is done according to their instructions, it then meets all of the legal requirements under Australian law.
Oh, that's great. That's a fantastic service, Peter.
Yeah, it's also good. I mean, a lot of people think, oh, but I'm going to write a will. What if I want to change it? I don't want to do it yet. So with SafeWill, you can hop online at any time. That $80 that it costs for 12 months, you can go on, log in, and make as many changes you want for that first 12 months.
That's including
and
the $80.
After that, yeah. And then after the first 12 months, it's $15 a year to make changes.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a very good
I've never
service,
heard of them.
It's a really great service.
SafeWill.
So it's SafeWill.
It's all one word. But if you go on our website, then you look up SafeWill and look up EPC. But if you go on our website and look under the donations page, you'll see a link. And if you use that link, that's how you'll get the discount.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, well, I've got a will and I've got powers of attorney, but for people who haven't, and there's a lot of people who haven't got that, and they really should think about it because we're all getting older. And, you know, as we all know, I just...
Yeah, and I guess nobody knows what's going to happen tomorrow,
so... No, you don't
know.
Yeah,
it's a good idea to have one.
Now, and this is... You probably half answered this. Is winter an adverse time for your patients?
Look, it can be just because there's extra flus and things going around. And obviously, if you're unwell already and then you catch a flu or COVID on top of that, it isn't great. So, people who are unwell are sort of snuggled in at home usually, but it is nice to see some sunshine. But we are having a bit of a bad flu season this year. So, that can be quite difficult.
Okay. Now, just this is without notice because I think you've answered it before anyway. Your patients are mainly at home, aren't they? They're not in hospital.
Yeah, we don't see people in hospital. There's plenty of staff in hospitals to look after them. We only see people at home. And when I say at home, so that's their house, could be a caravan or whatever, but also in aged care facilities because that's their home and disability facilities. So, but mostly homes, we don't visit people in hospitals.
Okay.
We try to keep them at home.
Just another question without notice. The stat you get every day from the government regarding who's got COVID and so forth, are those, are your patients who have got COVID included in those stats?
Yeah, that's a very good question because each state actually records this differently. And so there are stats about patients who died of something but they had COVID as well.
Yes.
And then there are stats for people who died of COVID only and didn't have any other underlying disease. So how that's recorded is not, it's not very well publicised. You can't always tell if that person died of COVID but they had underlying conditions which they would have died of anyway.
Right.
So it's very hard to tell and it does change and it does change from state to state. So it's not something that we can find out easily.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, Peter, thank you very much. And as I said, I've had direct contact with EPC, with Eastern Palliative Care, when my husband was alive. So they're absolutely the most, listeners, they are the most wonderful organisation I could speak about. They're marvellous.
Thank you, Gabby. Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Peter. And
do you have a satisfied customer, Peter?
More than satisfied. Peter, we'll be talking to you next month.
Yes, that'll be great. Thank you.
And have a good month, and thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. Right.
Bye. Bye-bye.